School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you and good evening, everyone, from Auburn High School. Tonight it's Class C1 Sub-District Boys Basketball action coming your way. The Auburn Bulldogs hosting the Fairbury Jets. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Glad to be with you again for another night of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Well, the Auburn Bulldogs come into this ball game 21-0 on the season, undefeated. They have won 57 straight games dating back to 2 years ago when they lost to BRLD out in Grand Island. And they will face a Fairbury Jeff team that came back from the dead last Tuesday night. They were actually trailing Wilbur Claytonia by 14 points in the fourth quarter. And the Jeffs came back, tied the game up, put it into overtime, and ended up getting a 63-58 win over the Wolverines to earn this right to match up here tonight with the Auburn Bulldogs. Want to remind everyone that we'll be on the air tomorrow night also with Auburn basketball, the girls' version. I'll be traveling out to Kearney with the Lady Bulldogs tomorrow night when they take on the Sydney Lady Raiders. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off just about 24 hours from now. We'll be live from Kearney High School, and you'll hear that game right here on Sunny 101.3. Yours truly will have the call. We hope you'll join us for that. Also want to remind you that we have basketball coming up a little bit later this evening. Over on our sister station, KTNC, John Nixon is standing by at the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City. He will have the Sacred Heart Irish hosting the Sterling Jets in Class D2 sub-district action. That again scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off on KTNC, AM 1230, FM 107.1. And, of course, all of our games can be heard worldwide online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select the respective station, and you can listen anywhere around the country. Teams are out warming up on the floor here at Auburn High School. Again, it's the Fairbury Jeffs and the Auburn Bulldogs. The Jeffs at an even 500. They are 11-11 on the year coming into this one. As we said, the big comeback with the win over Wilbur Claytonia. Auburn got here by virtue of a 74-26 trouncing of Syracuse on Tuesday evening. Auburn opened up a big lead early in the ballgame. That was a contest in which all 14 players in the scorebook scored in that ballgame. I hadn't seen that in a long time. The Auburn girls had every single player in uniform got into the scorebook. Let's take a look at the starting lineup now for this upcoming game. First of all, the Fairbury Jeffs, as we said, they're 11-11 on the year. They're coached by head coach Travis Steinhoff. They'll go with Ethan Smith. Smith is a 6'4 junior. He averages 13.3 points per ball game. Zane Grizzle, a 6'2 junior, averaging 7 points per ball game. Jacob Martin. Martin is 5'11 and a junior. Andrew Novotny. Novotny is a 6'3 senior. He averages 3.7 points per game. And Dylan Starr. Starr is 6'5 senior, averaging 15.3 points and 6.3 rebounds for the Fairbury Jeff. Dylan Starr rounds out the starting five for Coach Steinhoff. Now the starting lineup for your Auburn Bulldogs. As we said, 21-1 on the season, coached by head coach Jim Weeks. He'll go with Cameron Binder. Binder is 6 foot senior, averaging 15 points per ball game. Maverick Binder, just a freshman at 5'11 in the starting lineup. Ryan Binder, a 5'11 junior, averaging 12 points per contest. Kate Patel. Patel is a 6'1 senior. And Daniel Frary. Frary, one of the leading scorers on the Bulldog team. He is a 6'6 senior, averaging 15 points per ball game for the Auburn Bulldogs. They're coached by Jim Weeks. And as we said, they are 21-0 on the season coming into this ball game, having won 57 straight games. And we're told that's the longest active winning streak in the nation right now among high school basketball teams, sitting at 57. We're going to step aside and take a 2 minute timeout. Then we'll be back with the opening tip off for tonight's C1 sub-district game. That's coming up after this 2 minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
a world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinists, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Auburn High School. You joined us for the tail end of our national anthem. We've played the national anthem. Now we're going to have the introduction of starting lineups over our public address system to meet the starters. Then we'll be underway with Class C1 sub-district basketball. Again, don't forget, Auburn fans, tomorrow night, Auburn Lady Bulldogs basketball right back here, same station, same time, here on Sunny 101.3. We'll be live from Kearney High School in Kearney, Nebraska. The Lady Bulldogs taking on the Lady Raiders of Sydney, a 6 o'clock tip-off here on Sunny. Also, tomorrow night, over on KTNC, John Nixon will travel with the Sacred Heart Irish Girls. He'll go to Odell, Nebraska, out at Dinner Odell High School. The Lady Irish are going to face Lawrence Nelson. That is a 7 o'clock tip-off, an hour later, and that'll be tomorrow night on KTNC, the D2 sub-district, a 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night. Also, if you weren't with us a moment ago, a little later tonight at 7 o'clock over on KTNC, the Sacred Heart Boys hosting the Sterling Jets. That's scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip, a D2 sub-district. You'll hear it live at 12:30 a.m., 107.1 FM, and online at mscsports.net. All right, we've had the introduction of starting lineups. Our officials, Dave Bryant, Gary Pence and company out here officiating the game tonight, one of the better officiating crews that we see all year long here working this sub-district ball game. Gary Pence will step into the center circle to jump it up here to tip it up for them. Daniel Prairie will jump it up against Dylan Starr. Prairie and Starr step into the middle circle. We're ready to get underway. C1 sub-district basketball live from Auburn. Here's the tip, controlled by the Bulldogs. They flip it out to Cam Binder. Binder will bring it into forecourt and work to the right side. It appears that Fairbury's opening in a 2-3 zone here. They're going to come out with a zone defense against this Bulldog offense. Right side Maverick Binder up to Cam Binder for three. Off the back of the iron and out of there, and the rebound comes down to Ethan Smith. Smith will set the offense, comes on the left side to Jacob Martin. Martin will fix up his dribble, has to get rid of the basketball to Dylan Starr. Starr takes it all the way around the right side of the lane. Prairie is there. Starr elevates, jump shot up, off no good. Rebound Cam Binder. Binder pushes the ball down court in a big hurry. Works to the right side of the circle with the basketball, top of the key. Ryan Binder, lob pass Prairie in the corner, baseline right side. Daniel Prairie puts it into Patzel. Patzel into paint, can't get the shot. Over to Ryan Binder. Binder on the right wing, lob pass in Prairie. Prairie tries to move around Starr, kicks it underneath. There's Patzel off the glass, shot up, off, no good. Starr with the rebound, Patzel on the reach in, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Cade Pagel. On Pagel, that'll be his first personal, team foul number one on the Bulldogs. Just underway, we played the minute, 6:57 to go first quarter. No score here at Auburn High School. On the dribble with the ball is Jacob Martin to bring it up court for the Jets. Man-to-man defense for the Bulldogs here. Giving chase is Cam Binder. They give off to Star. Star hands right back to Jacob Martin. They switch up. Martin covered there by Ryan Binder. To Star. Again, they come to Martin. Across court right side. Smith with the basketball. Smith on the left wing. Down to Grizzle. Zane Grizzle with the ball. Clears it back top of the key. Easton Smith. Now Grizzle. Guarded on the baseline left side by Baltusberger in the ball game. Baltusberger. Up on Grizzle, the pass again, clears to the top of the circle to Martin. Binder comes out to chase Martin. Maverick Binder tips the ball away from Martin. It falls to the floor. Martin chases it down, brings it back up court. He's picked up defensively by Frary. Around it goes to Grizzle in the corner on the right side of the basket. Pass comes to Star. Binder is there with Star. Star tries to put a move on Cam Binder. Can't do it. Ball is loose for a minute. Grizzle grabs it up. Star from the corner for three. Got it. From the corner, baseline right side, Dylan Starr hits the three, and Fairbury goes up 3-0. Bulldogs trailing by three, 5:42 to play first quarter. Cam Binder, left side, Ryan Binder on the wing. Binder dribbles out onto the wing on the left side of the basket. Comes to Cam Binder, top of the circle. Now Maverick Binder around the horn, looking inside for Frary. No passes there. Back to Maverick Binder with the pass. Maverick and Ryan Binder just playing catch with it. Comes to Cam Binder, right wing, working outside of this 2-3 zone. Bulldogs trying to find a way to crack this thing. Pass goes into Frary. Whistle, foul from behind on Jacob Martin. On Martin, his first personal, team foul number one on the Fairbury Jets. 5:15 to play, first quarter, 3-0, Fairbury on top. Baltusberger sets out, checking back in for the Bulldogs is Cade Pagel. Pagel back onto the floor. Inbound the pass, comes into Cam Binder. Ryan Binder gets it right back. He's in the corner. Left side of the basket. Comes to Pagel. Cam Binder, top of the key. Cam Binder's the only Bulldog that has taken a shot so far here tonight. He tried the three earlier, and they haven't had another shot since. Here's a three on the way. Cam Binder up off the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound Fairbury. Down court, Jacob Martin. Martin has the ball stolen away by Cam Binder. Binder, breakaway layup off the glass. Up and good. Cameron Binder with the steal and the lay-in, and it's 3-2. Bulldogs are on the board. Their first basket coming with 4:38 to play in the first quarter. Driving layup, ball was stripped away, knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Good defense there by Frary and by Maverick Binder, and the ball goes out of bounds. Dylan Starr will inbound it. He'll trigger it in baseline under his own basket against the man-to-man defense here by the Bulldogs. Star lobs it down into the corner, right side to Smith for three. Got it. Ethan Smith nails the three from the right side. Fairbury goes up 6-2 on the undefeated Bulldogs. 4:21 to play first quarter. Auburn has only 2 points on the board. We've played nearly 4 minutes. Maverick Binder up top to Cam Binder. Inside Pagel in the paint. Cam Binder for three, top of the key. Got it. Cameron Binder hits the three. From the top of the circle, it's 6-5. Timeout taken Fairbury. 4:05 to play. First period, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
4:05 left to play in the first quarter here at Auburn High School. Fairbury on top 6-5. They led it 6-2. Cam Binder's hit a deuce and a tray here, as all five of Auburn's points. Full court pressure now by the Bulldogs. Inbound the pass to Jacob Martin. He's trapped in the corner, picks up his dribble, gets rid of the ball to Ethan Smith. Smith being chased by Cameron Binder down court. Smith gets it across the timeline, behind the back dribble, in the paint, almost walked with it, flips it out to Grizzle on the left wing. Zane Grizzle finds Dylan Starr with the pass. Starr goes in, Offensive foul is going to be called on star Ryan Binder. Got into there and took the charge on Dylan Starr, his first personal. Team foul number two on the Jets. Good defense there by Ryan Binder to get around and get position in front of Dylan Starr as he went to the hoop. Prairie inbounds the pass, tosses into Cameron Binder. Cam Binder, 6'0", 6-foot senior, comes to set the offense. Down to Ryan Binder, up to Cameron Binder. He's headed to UNK next year at Kearney. They're driving the baseline. They feed it underneath Prairie off the glass, up and good. Great assist by Ryan Binder, feeding the ball into Daniel Prairie, who was waiting under the basket in the paint. 7-6. Bulldogs with their first lead of the ballgame. Auburn is up by 1. 3:15 to play in the first quarter here at Auburn High School. Fairbury's basketball. This is Jacob Martin to the left wing, off to Zane Grizzle. Grizzle between the rings, on the dribble, top of the circle, out near the midcourt circle, goes to Starr with it. Starr has his shot blocked away by Prairie, but a whistle and a foul on the baseline is going to be called on Daniel Prairie. On Prairie, his first, team foul number two on the Bulldogs, and at the free throw line will be Dylan Starr. Starr averages 15.3 points per ballgame. He is a 63% free throw shooter on the season. First free throw is up and good. Dylan Starr has 4 points now for the Jets. We're tied at 7 with 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Dylan Starr, second free throw is up, and it's off, no good. Rebound comes down to Ryan Binder. Binder flips the outlet pass out here to Cam Binder. He'll push it up court. Fairbury still setting in that zone defense, a 2-3 zone here. Auburn doing a lot of passing around the outside of the perimeter. Now they get it to Pachel in traffic, into the corner. Ryan Binder, open look, left corner, in and out of there, won't go down. Rebound, Ethan Smith. Smith is going to bring the ball down himself, wants to go coast-to-coast with it. Can't get to the basket, has to put it back up top of the key, and hands it off to Jacob Martin. Martin now off to Ethan Smith with the ball. Smith goes to Joshua Robertson. Robertson has just checked in for the Jets. This is Zane Grizzle with the ball, guarded by Maverick Binder. Top of the circle, again to Martin. He'll hold the ball. Pachel comes out to Chase Martin, and he'll pass off to Grizzle right wing. Man-to-man defense for the Bulldogs, giving chase. Starr goes down, gets shoved out of bounds. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Pachel. Cade Pachel picks up his second personal as he gave Starr a little shove on the baseline. And that'll bring Pachel to the bench, and Baltensberger will check back in to replace Pachel. He'll set out with two personals. All tied up at 7 here with 2:02 to play in the first quarter at Auburn High School. The Bulldogs and the Jets. Top of the key, 3 on the way, off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down, Cam Binder. That shot put up by Ethan Smith. Binder into forecourt, Maverick Binder into the corner. Baseline right side of the bucket, Maverick Binder. Back up top to Cam Binder. Gives off to Maverick. Maverick dribbles to the top of the circle. Over to Ryan Binder on the far side on the wing. Ryan dribbles into the corner. Left side of the basket, back up top, Maverick. Cam from look right wing for 3, got it. Cam Binder with his second three-pointer. He's got 8 in the ballgame, and it's 10-7. Bulldogs up by 3 with a minute 25 to play in the first quarter here at Auburn. Fairbury's basketball on the attack offensively. Starr has the ball knocked away by Binder. Grabbed up loose by Baltensberger. Baltensberger gives the ball to Binder. Cam Binder down court. Maverick Binder right side to top. Cam Binder long 3. Got it. Cam Binder with 3 threes in a row. And suddenly it's 13-7. Auburn up by 6 on the back of 3 threes by Cam Binder. He's got 11 points already here in the first quarter. There's a pass off to Grizzle. Gets away from him. Out of bounds off of Zane Grizzle's fingertips. Goes into the stands, and it'll be Auburn's basketball. 56 seconds to play first quarter. Auburn up by 6, 13-7. This is where the Bulldogs sometimes just pull it out and dribble the clock down, and then they let Cam Binder take that little step-back three-pointer that he likes to shoot as time expires at the end of the period. 45 seconds to go. Let's see if that's what they're going to do here. Around the horn left wing, the pass goes to Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder inside Prairie, just to the left side of the free throw circle. Prairie in the paint. Maverick Binder from the corner for 3, off the rim, no, rebound. Ryan Binder, Binder in traffic, tries to put it underneath to Prairie. It goes off Prairie's fingertips, out of bounds, and Fairbury will get the ball back with 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Now back in comes Patel to check into the lineup. He'll check in for Prairie. Prairie will take a breather. 24.7 seconds to go. First quarter, 13-7. Bulldogs up by 6. Fairbury's basketball. Ethan Smith in backcourt. Hands the ball off to Jacob Martin. Martin lost the ball momentarily. Got it back. He's trapped in the corner. Had to save it from going out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to the Bulldogs. Martin lost it in the corner. Auburn gets it back now with 16 seconds to go. And now I'm pretty sure we're going to see Cam Binder with that little step-back three-pointer. He likes to put it up with about 3 seconds to go, so there's time for a rebound and a putback. We've been watching that all season long. And you better believe with 16 seconds to go, they're going to get the ball into Cam Binder's hands. I'm not trying to be a fortune teller. I just know what's going to happen. Here's Cam Binder. There it is, the three on the way up off the iron. Rebound, Maverick Binder moves to the hoop. Maverick got shoved out of bounds on the baseline, stepped on the line, and the ball goes over to Fairbury with 2.7 seconds to play in the first quarter. Subs checking into the lineup now. Here's Ryan Dixon coming onto the floor. He'll come in, replace Prairie. Dixon will play a couple of seconds of defense. Fairbury to inbound it, 2.7 seconds. They're going to have to hurry to get a shot off. There it is from half court. Doesn't go, and after one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Fairbury Jets 13-7. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau. Our companies were founded more than 77 years ago to serve farmers and ranchers today. We're the number one farm insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. Farm Bureau agent Jake or Tasha in Auburn can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage. Call Jake or Tasha ArmConnect and schedule your personalized on-site super check today.
CJ Foods and Lanny of Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska have joined together to form Alfia. They're a fast-growing company with multiple career opportunities available, with vision that includes significant production growth and new career opportunities in areas like packaging, maintenance, quality assurance, extrusion, warehousing, and shipping. Alfia offers full-time hours while working only 15 shifts a month. Alfia has opportunities available days and nights, with night shift receiving $3 an hour shift differential. If you're looking for a career with great potential for growth, visit the website alfia.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, a big first quarter for Auburn's Cameron Binder. He hit three threes. He has 11 points after one quarter, and it's 13-7. Bulldogs with a six-point lead. We get ready to move into second quarter action. It'll be Fairbury's basketball to inbound it at midcourt. Dylan Starr will inbound the ball. Starr lobs it into backcourt. Back to Jacob Martin. Martin picked up in midcourt defensively by Cameron Binder. Off to Grizzle it goes on the left wing. Zane Grizzle with the ball. His pass finds Joshua Robertson at the free throw line. Starr, free throw line, jump shot, fall away, short off. And down to Cameron Binder. Still in the 2-3 zone are the Fairbury Jets. Binder setting up outside that zone. Been popping threes. Goes down to Ryan Binder in the corner. Back up to Cam Binder. He wanders out near the midcourt circle with a pass to the near side wing now to Maverick Binder. Looking for Prairie inside the paint. Prairie doubled up in there. They kind of sandwiched him. Starr in front of him. Prairie's wanting the basketball. They get it into him. Starr's all over him. Prairie moves to the hoop. In traffic. Has to kick it back out to Cam Binder. And they'll reset it. Cam Binder, again, comes to the near side on the wing to Maverick Binder with the pass. Into Patel. Patel moves to the hoop. Kicks it out. Open look. Ryan Binder, left wing for three. Couldn't get it. That ball is going to go out of bounds. It'll go over to Fairbury. 6:56 to play. Second quarter. First half. 13-7. Auburn leading. If you're just joining us, it's the Auburn Bulldogs of Fairbury Jeffs. Class C1 Subdistrict Boys Basketball. We're live tonight from Auburn High School. My name is Randy Gatula. Scott Cox is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation. Here come the Fairbury Jeffs with the basketball. Right wing, Ethan Smith. Smith up top to Zane Grizzle. Grizzle handles the ball for a moment. Now lost his dribble and has to go to Dylan Starr with the pass. Starr guarded by Cameron Binder. Little flip pass out to the right wing, Ethan Smith. Again, it comes to Grizzle on the near side. Fairbury works from our right to left, west to east. Feed to Starr. Driving layup. Starr got the basket, and he's fouled. Dylan Starr got the bucket to fall. And drew the personal foul. Foul is going to be called on Maverick Binder. On Maverick, his first team foul, number four on the Bulldogs. Dylan Starr, a 63% free throw shooter, is one out of two from the line so far tonight, has 6 points in the basketball game. Shot is up and good. He got it. Dylan Starr now with 8 points. Check that, with 7 points in the game. And it's 13-10. The Bulldogs' lead is down to three. 6:18 to play in the Cam Binder sets the offense. A cross-court pass, skip pass left side. Ryan Binder back to Cam Binder for three. Top of the key, off the back of the rim, no. But the rebound comes down. Well, it was in the hands over there of Ryan Binder, but he got away from him, tipped away and goes out of bounds into the Fairbury bench, and the Jets will get the ball back. A chance to tie with a three or get within one with the deuce here. Inbound the pass to Jacob Martin. 6 minutes to play, first half, 13-10. Bulldogs lead it here at Auburn High. With the ball on the left wing, Zane Grizzle. Grizzle, top of the key, passes it up to Jacob Martin. Again, it comes to Grizzle. Grizzle guarded by Frary. Grizzle moves around Furry, tries to get to the hoop, can't get there. Starr from the corner, right side, three. Got it. Dylan Starr hits the three, and we're tied up at 13 all with 5:35 to play in the first half. A tie basketball game. Fairbury had fallen behind by six. Now they've come out on a 6-0 run to start this quarter and have tied things back up. Coach Jim Weeks shouting instructions from the far side bench. All the Bulldogs just hesitated a minute to see what Coach Weeks had to say. Now it's Cam Binder in the corner left side. Top of the key, Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder, left side. Cam Binder, he showed the three, changed his mind. He and Maverick play catch with it. Inside Frary, free throw line. Frary moves to the hoop, kicks it back into the corner. Cam Binder around defenders, driving floater off the glass, couldn't get it. Starr with the rebound. Now Fairbury with a chance to retake the lead here. They led early in the ballgame. Starr, Dylan Starr, picks up the dribble over on the right wing. Feeds it inside, driving floater off the paint, up, off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, Robertson, follow shot from the corner for three. Starr won't go, and Frary is there for the rebound. Bulldogs dodged the bullet. Fairbury had three shots at it, couldn't get it down. We're still tied at 13 apiece. Here comes Auburn on the attack now offensively. Up top to Cam Binder. Binder guarded closely by Jacob Martin. He's hit three threes, and Martin doesn't want to give him a look. Now again, Frary at the free throw line, moves into the paint. Jump shot up over Starr, in and out of there. Ball comes back to Frary. Spin move, gives it to Cam Binder. Binder kicks it into the corner to Patzel. Patzel didn't take the shot, goes back to Binder with it. Deep baseline, left side of the bucket. Top of the key, up to Maverick Binder. Maverick looks here to the near side to Ryan. Instead goes back to Cam on the left side. Now into Frary at the free throw line. Frary in the paint. Kicks it right to Maverick. Underneath there's Patzel. Looking for Frary. Pass tipped away. Grabbed up by Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder underneath Patzel. Patzel moves to the basket. Goes up with a shot off the glass. Got it. Nice move by Kate Patzel. That's the first 2 points of the period for the Bulldogs. With 3:32 to play, they played 4.5 minutes of scoreless basketball in this period. Here's a shot that's up and off, doesn't go. That was the Bulldogs' first basket of the period. Got a whistle and a foul, and let's see. We're going to put to the line Jacob Martin at the line. The foul is on Patzel. That is his third. So Kate Patzel has three personal fouls. At the free throw line will be Jacob Martin. Martin has not scored tonight. He averages 3.7 points per ballgame. This free throw is up and off, doesn't go. Patzel will set out with three personals. Brett Baltensperger, a 6'5 junior, checks in to take Kate Patzel's spot on the floor. 15-13, Bulldogs lead it. Shot is up and off, no good. He missed them both. Auburn with a 2-point lead with 3:20 to play here in the first half. That was a long scoring drought there for the Bulldogs. 4.5 minutes without any points on the board. Feed into Baltensperger, off the glass, no. Rebound, got his own rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Working hard under the basket is Brett Baltensperger, the 6'5 junior. Came off the bench, missed the first attempt, got his own rebound and got the putback. Auburn goes up by four now, 17-13, with 2:54 to play here in the first half. Zane Grizzle hands the ball back to Joshua Robertson, gives off to Ethan Smith. Now Zane Grizzle gets the ball back, guarded by Baltensperger on the left wing. Grizzle just holds the ball for a moment, looking to Starr in the corner on the left side baseline. Maverick Binder has Star covered up, won't give him that baseline. They switch off, and Frary picks up Star. Back to Grizzle, top of the key. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Grizzle against Baltensperger. Couldn't get to the basket. Beats it down deep in the corner. Baltensperger playing some kind of defense. He had two players trapped down there for a minute. Had them both trapped in the corner. Baltensperger, using that big old body of his, that 6'5 frame, had two ball players trapped with the basketball. They got it out of there, up to Star at the top of the circle. Now Grizzle handles the ball on the right side. Auburn running this man-to-man defense. Pass comes to Jacob Martin, guarded by Binder, Cameron Binder. Star, Baltensperger gives chase. Star backs up. Can't get away from Baltensperger to get a shot. Now Star goes to the basket on the baseline. Puts a lay-in off the glass, up and good. Dylan Star having a ball game. He's got 12 in the game. It's 17-15. The lead is 2 for Auburn. A minute 35 to play in the first half. Been a tight ball game here so far. Maverick Binder up to Cameron Binder. 2-3 zone for Fairbury, working well. Frary kicks into the corner. Cam Binder for 3 off the rim. Frary rebound, follow shot, put back, got it. Great job by Daniel Frary to get the offensive board and the put back. Auburn up by 4, 19-15. A minute 10 to play here in the first half at Auburn High School. Fairbury's basketball. Jacob Martin down court to the right wing. Dylan Starr. Star, the leading scorer on this team, takes it all the way into the basket, wants to go up with a shot, can't. Pass comes back up to Grizzle around the corner. Star falls away with a 3, got it. Dylan Star hits a 3 from the corner right side. 19-18. Bulldogs lead is 1 with 45 seconds to play in the half. Cameron Binder brings it across the timeline to Maverick Binder in the corner right side. Auburn looks like they're going to play for 1 here with a 1-point lead. 33 seconds to play in the first half. Cam Binder just holds it. Fairbury not coming out after him. Ethan Smith looked like he was thinking about it for a minute. Coach Travis Steinoff pulling the Jeffs off here defensively, not sending him out to chase him. 15 seconds to play. You know they're going to want to put it in Cam Binder's hands. They've been doing that all season and letting Cam take that three-pointer. Crowd is helping. They're counting the time down. Cam Binder pulls up with a 3, in and out, no good. Rebound, Frary, ball tipped out of bounds. At halftime, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Fairbury Jeffs by a single point. We got a dandy going here, folks. 19-18, our halftime score. The Auburn Bulldogs lead it. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services halftime report. That's coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Merz Farm Equipment in Falls City has a full lineup of proven Bobcat equipment helping you power through the most challenging jobs and the toughest projects to get more done every day. Stop in to demo the latest in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. Merz Farm Equipment in Falls City is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer.
Mobile banking. I've got all my finances right at my fingertips. I can pay bills, transfer funds, and even check balances, all from my smartphone or tablet. And since I have my bank bookmarked right on the web, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella. Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Auburn High School. It's halftime, and it's time now for the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report. Stop by and see Jake or Josh Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Well, we've got a dandy going here. At the half, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Fairbury Jeffs by a single point, 19-18, our halftime score here at Auburn. Let's break down the numbers for you. First of all, for the Fairbury Jeffs, kind of a one-man show here offensively. Dylan Starr has three threes, a pair of deuces, went two out of three from the free throw line. He has 15 of Fairbury's 18 points. Ethan Smith added three for the Jeffs. From the charity stripe, Fairbury hit two out of five from the free throw line for their total of 18 points. For the Auburn Bulldogs, Cam Binder with 11 points, got all of those in the first quarter. Daniel Frary has four, Cade Patel with two, and Brett Baltensperger with two for Auburn's total of 19. The Bulldogs did not shoot any free throws in that first half of the ballgame. They are 0-0. Auburn managed only 6 points in that second period. Patel had a deuce, Frary a deuce, and Baltensperger with two for 6 points total in that second quarter. Our halftime score, 19-18, Auburn leading Fairbury. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. You've been listening to the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jake Posazinski with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies for the evening hours with temperatures falling into the upper 30s. We'll have clear skies throughout the overnight period tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny throughout the day on Friday, but we could see a few isolated rain showers possible later on in the afternoon with a high near 50 degrees. South winds blow 5 to 15 miles per hour. Gusting as high as 25. Clear conditions will continue into your Friday night with a low of 28 degrees. Mostly sunny on Saturday to begin the weekend and a high of 57. South winds will stay breezy with gusts as high as 20 expected. Scattered clouds for your Saturday night with a few isolated rain showers possible once again during the overnight period and a low around 30 degrees. Mostly sunny on Sunday with high temperatures in the mid-40s, staying clear into your Sunday night and a low around 25. Sunshine Monday and a high 53. I'm meteorologist Jake Posazinski on Sunny 101.3.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Fat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Fat Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Fat Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Fairbury Jeffs 19-18. A one-point lead for the Bulldogs. You know, coming into this one, you look at the records, Auburn 21-0 undefeated, riding a 57-game win streak. Fairbury sitting at 500, coming in at 11-11. One might think, well, you know, Auburn might be able to handle this ball game. Boy, that has not been the case thus far. Fairbury has given the Auburn Bulldogs absolutely everything they can handle here tonight. Fairbury running that 2-3 zone defense very effectively, and Auburn not able to solve it, with the exception of Cam Binder, who popped in three threes back there in that first quarter, got all 11 of his points in the first quarter. With that exception, Auburn has had very little offensive success tonight against this Fairbury zone defense. Be interesting to see what Coach Jim Weeks, what adjustments he makes as we move into this third quarter. Bulldogs will have the basketball. We move into third quarter action. 19-18, Fairbury trailing by only one. Inbound the ball into Cam Binder. Right side Maverick Binder to Frary. Frary, jump shot in the paint, off the rim, no. Rebound, Dylan Starr comes down with the basketball. High in the air, right over the back there of Cade Patel, high enough to get after that ball. Starr into forecourt. Left side, Zane Grizzle. Grizzle up top with it, Ethan Smith. Bulldogs in their man-to-man defense. Ethan Smith holds the ball at the top of the circle. Coming out after him is Patel. Patel playing with three personal fouls now. He picked up three in that first half. Again, Starr with the basketball. Dylan Starr on the dribble. Top of the circle, right wing. Zane holding it. Grizzle. Frary comes out to chase Grizzle. And there's a traveling going to be called on Jacob Martin. He drug the pivot foot. That'll turn it over. Official Gary Pence will hand the basketball off to Ryan Binder, and the Bulldogs will inbound it. Binder tosses in to Cam Binder. Opening minute of play, second half, third quarter, 19-18. Bulldogs up by one. Cam Binder between the rings, top of the circle, in the paint. Frary, left side again, it comes from Ryan Binder. Into Frary, in traffic, moves to the basket. Starr is there, kicks it out top. Binder back into Patel, into the basket. Patel backs in, fall away, jump shot up and good. Cade Patel with his second bucket of the night, and the Bulldogs go back up by three, 21-18. It appears that the battle plan is here to get the ball into Frary in the paint. They held Daniel Frary to just 4 points in the first half. He averages over 15 points per ball game. All right, man-to-man defense for the Bulldogs. Here comes Zane Grizzle with the basketball for the Jeffs. Grizzle hands up to Starr. Starr, they check off, pulls off for a three at the top of the key. That's off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Patel. Kate Pachel gives it up to Cam Binder. Here come the Bulldogs, up by three, 21-18. Cam Binder takes a dribble right side. Maverick Binder into Frary. Boy, they're playing off of Frary. Here's a three from the corner, up and off. Maverick Binder hits the support. Off the rim, went up and hit the back support. That'll be out of bounds and give the ball back to Fairbury. Auburn had another scoring opportunity, got away from them there. And it'll be Fairbury's basketball. Dylan Starr on the dribble. Starr works it into forecourt. On the right side with it. Ball comes over to the near side, Ethan Smith. Smith, guarded by Maverick Binder, kicks it to the left wing to Martin. Jacob Martin beats a Star. Star holds it top of the circle. 21-18, Auburn up by three. 5.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's been a close ball game. There's a reach-in foul tipped away by Frary, but a whistle and a foul. Frary thought he had a steal there for a moment. Daniel Frary called for the personal. His second, team foul number one of the half on the Bulldogs. 5:27 to go, third quarter. They lob the ball in. Stolen away by Frary. Grizzle had his inbound pass tipped by Frary, and then Frary grabbed up the loose basketball, forced the turnover. Here's Cam Binder on the dribble. They chase after him. Defending him is Ethan Smith at the top of the key. Behind the back dribble, Ryan Binder gives to Cam Binder. Top of the key, Maverick. Back again it comes to Cam. Maverick Binder out on the right wing, has to chase down the errant pass over on the right side. Left wing, Cam Binder holds the ball a minute. Inside Frary, free throw line. Ryan Binder dribbles in, beats a Frary under the basket. Shot is up, got it, and he fouled. Daniel Frary got the basket to fall and drew the personal foul. Excellent pass down here by Ryan Binder coming in from the left side baseline to get it into the hands of Frary. The foul is going to be called on Dylan Starr, his second personal, team foul number one on the Fairbury Jets. Frary at the line. Free throw is up. It's good. Daniel Frary now with 7 points, and the Bulldogs' lead is back to six. This equals their biggest lead of the ballgame. The Bulldogs are up now 24-18. They open with a 5-0 run here to start this second half. Fairbury trying to get something going against this Bulldog man-to-man defense. Starr almost walks with the basketball. Managed to keep his balance. Clears a pass up to Joshua Robertson. Robertson off to Zane Grizzle right wing. Back to Starr it comes. He's their leading scorer. He averages 15.3 points a game. He got 15 in the first half tonight. He has not scored yet in the second half. Zane Grizzle guarded by Frary. Frary with a steal. Frary breakaway. Lay-in off the glass up and good. Daniel Frary has scored 5 straight points for the Bulldogs, and Auburn goes up by 8, 26-18 at the 4-minute mark. 26-18, 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Auburn with their biggest lead of the ballgame. And I think we're going to have a whistle. Wait a minute. Going to have a timeout taken? Yes, timeout taken on the floor. 3:53 to play in the third quarter. 26-18, Bulldogs on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
This month, we encourage you to keep your heart healthy by not only eating a healthy diet and staying active, but by also building your relationships with your friends and family. Give the person you're speaking to your full attention. Put down your phone or stop what you're working on and make eye contact. Focus on what that loved one is telling you. When you have positive, engaging conversations, you're taking steps to having a healthier lifestyle. This heart health tip is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, after leading 19-18 at halftime, the Bulldogs have come out and scored 7 unanswered points to take their biggest lead of the ballgame at 26-18. Before the timeout, there was a foul called on Ryan Binder. It was his first, second team foul on the Bulldogs. Fairbury's basketball out of the timeout. The inbound pass to Jacob Martin. Jeff desperately need a basket here, having fallen behind by 8. Giving up 7 straight points to Auburn opening this third quarter. Starr at the top of the key. Chasing him is Ryan Binder. Starr throws the ball away. He was looking for Jacob Martin on the right wing, and Martin broke toward the basket just as Starr let go of the pass, and the ball goes out of bounds. Bulldogs up by 8, have the basketball. 3:34 to play, third quarter. Auburn on the attack. Frerich, right side of the lane, works against Starr. Open look, Ryan Binder for three off the rim. Rebound, Fairbury coming down, Joshua Robertson. Robertson gives the ball up court to Jacob Martin. Martin got around the defender. Cam Binder falls to the floor. Ryan Binder was there to pick up Robertson as he did so. Up to Starr the ball goes. Starr trying to back, wants to do that little step back three of his. Guarded by Patzel. Starr moves into Patzel. Shot is up and off, no good. Patzel was backing away from him and got called for the foul. Cade Patzel has four personal fouls now, and that's four on Cade. I would imagine we're going to see Baltonsberger back into the ballgame shortly. At the line, Dylan Starr, 63% free throw shooter. He has hit two out of three tonight. Here shooting two, up and good. Got the first one. He'll have another shot coming. Patzel goes to the bench with four personals. Brett Baltonsberger, 6'5 junior, checks in to take his place. Dylan Starr, second free throw up and good. He got them both. Starr with a pair of free throws. He now has 17 points for the Jets. 26-20, Bulldogs up by six. Auburn's basketball. Bulldogs basketball, right side, whistle. Going to have a foul is going to go against the Jets here. We'll have to see. 2:47 to play, third quarter, 26-20. Bulldogs lead it. Foul is on Dylan Starr, his third personal. Team foul number two. Inbound pass put up by Ryan Binder. Couldn't get it. He got his own rebound. Ryan dribbles between defenders. Needs some help. Kicks it out to Cam Binder, and they'll reset it. Cam Binder gives up to between the rings Binder, right side Maverick Binder into the corner, deep baseline Baltonsberger, double teamed. He moves to the basket, tries to go into Frary, pass knocked away from Frary, grabbed up by Ethan Smith. Here come the Jets. Smith in the corner, fall away jumper, up and good. Ethan Smith has 5 points. So far, only two players have scored for Fairbury. Ethan Smith has five, and Dylan Starr has the other 17. 26-22. Bulldogs lead it. Feet underneath. Shot is up. Frary. Nice job by Ryan Binder to get the ball in to Daniel Frary. And Frary puts it off the glass. Timeout taken Fairbury. 1:56 to play third quarter. 28-22. Auburn up by six. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Boy, do we have a dandy going here at Auburn. A minute 56 to play in the third quarter in this C1 sub-district final. 28-22. The undefeated Bulldogs leading the 11-11 Fairbury Jets by 6 points. Fairbury with the basketball. In a hurry, down court comes Ethan Smith. Smith looking for Starr in the paint. Instead, flips it out here on the right wing to Jacob Martin. Cam Binder chases Jacob Martin, almost got the ball away from him. He has to give a pass to the right wing to Zane Grizzle. Grizzle holds the ball a moment. Back to Martin on the pass. I'll tell you right now, Cam Binder is just giving Martin fits out here. Martin gets rid of the ball. Stolen by Baltonsberger to Frary. Frary hangs onto the basketball, across court pass. Ryan Binder driving lay-in off the glass. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Foul shot. Frary up and good. And the foul. Daniel Frary got the putback and drew the personal foul. Frary will be at the line for the and one. The foul is on Dylan Starr. Starr now has four personal fouls, and he has 17 of their 22 points by Dylan Starr, and that's his fourth personal. He's been all of their offense tonight. Starr will go to the bench, and he's having words with the official on his way to the bench, and the official suggesting that he go have a seat. Wow, that probably wasn't a wise thing to do. Andrew Novotny checks in. Here's a free throw up and good by Daniel Frary. Frary gets the and one to drop. Daniel Frary now with 14 points in the game, and it's 31-22, biggest lead yet for the Bulldogs with a minute 18 to play here in the third quarter. All right, down court in a hurry. Jacob Martin, let's see if the Jets can find some offense here. It's been all Dylan Starr so far tonight. He had 17 of their 20. There's a steal by Frary. Breakaway, Frary, slam dunk, got it. Daniel Frary got the steal, slam dunk at the other end. The one-handed slam. Daniel Frary with 16 points, blowing this thing open. There's a Frary with a blocked shot. Trying to drive to the basket was Jacob Martin. Frary blocked the ball clear into next week, but I think the foul came before Frary got over there. The foul's going to be called on Baltensperger, his first, team foul number four on the Bulldogs. That'll send to the line Jacob Martin. No one else has scored other than Smith and Starr, and it stays that way. Martin misses the first of two free throws. He'll have a second free throw coming. Robertson back into the lineup now. Joshua Robertson for the Jets. Jacob Martin, second free throw attempt. It's on the way. It's up and it's good. He's the first one other than Smith or Starr to score tonight for Fairbury with 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. 33-23. Auburn up by 10. Bulldogs watching the clock tick down to 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Handling the ball is Cameron Binder. Binder out at the midcourt circle with the dribble. Coach Jim Weeks up directing traffic from the bench on the far sideline. Binder down to 20 seconds, 19 seconds. Cam Binder. They're not coming out of that 2-3 zone to chase him. Bulldogs up by 10. Now here's the crowd helping with the countdown. Cam Binder gets a pick set by Frary. Long three, Binder off, no good. Rebound, Fairbury. Long shot at the buzzer, doesn't go. And after three quarters, Auburn up by 10, 33-23. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu. For all class options, Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We've got a dandy going here at Auburn High School. 33-23, Auburn up by 10. 8 minutes left to play. We move into the fourth quarter. Dylan Starr for Fairbury is back onto the floor playing with four personal fouls. Dylan has 17 of their 23 points for the Jets tonight. Starr with the basketball. Moving against Binder, flips it up top. Ethan Smith, driving lane off the glass, up and good. Ethan Smith has 7 points now for the Jets, and it's an 8-point ball game, 33-25. Auburn has had their hands full tonight with the Fairbury Jets here on their home court. Auburn looking for win number 22 of the season. No losses, they're undefeated coming into this sub-district. Frary flips it out, Cam Binder for three, off the rim, no. Rebound down to Maverick Binder, and he'll flip it back out to big brother Cam. Cameron Binder, again, hands to Maverick Binder. He works the left-handed dribble between the ring. Ryan Binder in the paint, penetrates, kicks it up to Maverick, goes around the defense, into the corner left side. Pacel back into the lineup. Frary in traffic, into the corner right wing, Ryan Binder. Back to Frary. Frary moves against Starr. Shot is up in the paint. Got it. Daniel Frary is here to play tonight. 18 points now for Frary, averages just over 15 on the season. He's got 18 of Auburn's 35 points, just over half of them. down to 6:35 to go in the ballgame. A 10-point Auburn lead. It's been a tight one. Here's a three on the way for Fairbury. Bingo! Andrew Novotny with his first basket of the night pulls up and hits a three. 35-28. Lead is back down to seven. Auburn led by as much as 12 at one point. Bulldogs basketball with a 7-point lead and 6:10 to go in the game. Ferry left side, Ryan Binder. Binder in the paint. Kicks it up to Ferry top. Ooh, Ryan Binder got shoved out of the paint. Wow, Andrew Novotny got away with a big push. Feet underneath Pacel. Up to Cam Binder in the corner. Cam Binder, top of the key, Maverick Binder. Auburn being very patient now. Under 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Ferry, bounce pass underneath Pacel. In traffic, goes up, got the basket. Great job under the basket there by Pacel. Gabe Pacel with 6 points. Had two defenders hanging on him, just patiently waited. Pump faked and then went up and put it off the glass. 37-28, the lead is back to nine. Ferry almost got a steal there again from Starr. Starr gives it up to Smith. Smith almost stripped of the ball. They feed it into traffic, moving to the shot. Up off, no good. That shot put up by Novotny. Rebound pulled down Pacel. Pacel, outlet pass. Gets the ball into the hands of Maverick Binder. He'll bring it up court. Maverick picks up the dribble to Cam Binder. Into Ferry in the paint. Down to Cam Binder in the corner, right side of the basket. 9-point Auburn lead. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Auburn up by nine, 37-28, with 5 minutes to play. Bulldogs with the ball, very patient. Left side, Ryan Binder holding it above his head into the paint. To Ferry. Ferry in traffic. Pull up, jump shot in the paint. In and out of there! Couldn't get it. Boy, it was in and then it popped out. Starr comes down with a rebound. Ryan Binder almost got the steal there from Starr. Dylan Starr playing with four personal fouls. He's been their offense tonight for the most part. Starr gives it up to Smith. Now Zane Grizzle handles the ball. Grizzle dribbles to the top of the circle. Oh, he did a little bunny hop there and got away with it. Timeout taken by Fairbury. 4:20 to go in the ballgame. 37-28. Bulldogs up by nine. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Auburn High School. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the basketball game. Auburn with a 9-point lead, 37-28, coming out of the timeout. Fairbury has the basketball. Jacob Martin on the dribble goes into Dylan Starr. Starr feeds it into traffic. Falling to the floor is Smith from the corner. Three is put up and off. Hits the support on the careened off the rim and hit the support. Auburn will get it. That's out of bounds. So now the Bulldogs, with just over 4 minutes to play in the ballgame, have a 9-point lead in what's been a much closer ballgame than that throughout the evening. 37-28. Bulldogs on top, looking for win number 22 of the season. They came in here with 57 wins in a row, looking for number 58. Ferry tried to put a bounce pass into Pacel, stolen away by Starr. Watch out, he's dangerous. Starr with a basketball. There's a shot left side put up. That was Ethan Smith putting up the shot. Daniel Ferry blocked that one right into next week as he drove the baseline. Ferry went straight up. Timeout taken Fairbury. 3:40 to go in the ballgame. 37-28. Bulldogs up by nine. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with their healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Sunny 101.3.
Boy, this is what we wait all season for, ball games like this one. 3:40 to go. Auburn with a 9-8, 37-28. Fairbury has given the Auburn Bulldogs absolutely everything they wanted tonight in this sub-district game. Auburn will, of course, with a win here, advance to the district final, probably played this coming Saturday. We'll talk more about that as after we see how this game turns out. 3:40 to go in the ballgame. It's a 9-point Auburn lead. Remember, this team came back from a 14-point deficit. There's a three on the way up and good, Ethan Smith. Fairbury came back from a 14-point deficit Tuesday night against Wilbur Claytonia and won the ballgame in overtime by five. This game is far from over. The lead is down to six. They were down by 14 Tuesday night. Auburn with their hands full. All right, Fairbury's come out of the zone. They're in a man-to-man defense now. Top of the key, it comes up to Frary. Around the right side, Maverick Binder. Auburn's just going to run clock here and let them run their man-to-man defense. Running a weave at the top of the key. Cam Binder moves up court. He'll be fouled. Foul's going to be on Jacob Martin. On Martin, his second personal. Team foul number four on the Jeffs. Only team foul number four, so Fairbury's got a couple of fouls to give here. 3:02 to go. We're down to a 6-point ball game. Inbound the pass to Cam Binder. Guarding him in the man-to-man is Ethan Smith. Cam Binder across the timeline. Gives up to Ryan Binder, left wing. Around to Patzel. Left side, Kate Patzel handles the ball. Comes to Maverick Binder. Auburn. Running clock here now. Cam Binder moves on Starr. Starr has to be careful. He's playing with four personals. Cam Binder would like to take it right at him. You can see that. Cam Binder dribbles to the right side. The count is on. Cam Binder, they broke it. Starr backed off. Cam Binder locked down to 2.5 minutes to go. Binder still dribbling the basketball. Starr keeps making breaking contact. Binder reach in. That's it. Starr reached in. He picked up his fifth personal. Dylan Starr, the 6'5 senior, will foul out of the ball game. He'll finish the game with 17 points tonight, 15 of those in the first half, and the 6'5 senior goes to the bench for probably, well, what could be the last time in his high school career. Don't rule these kids out. They were down by 14 points Tuesday night and came back and won the ball game in the fourth quarter. 2:21 to go. The lead is six. Auburn needs to get the ball inbounds. They get it into Frary. Frary gives it up to Cam Binder. Binder dribbles around two defenders into the paint. Kicks it left side. Ryan Binder. Binder. They come out to chase him. Robertson. Ryan Binder driving layup. Got hammered. Oh, my. He went down hard. He's all right. Ryan Binder got fouled hard by Austin Novotny. Novotny will get called for his first personal. Team foul number six. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, Ryan Binder. Ryan has not scored tonight. He averages 12 points per ball game. Free throw is up and good. That is Ryan Binder's first point of the evening. He'll have a second shot coming. That puts the Bulldogs back up by seven, makes it a three-possession ball game with 2:07 to play. It's interesting. Ryan Binder, every point counts at this juncture. Second free throw is up. Got it. He hit them both. Ryan Binder with a pair of free throws. And it's an 8-point lead, 39-31. Timeout Fairbury, 2:07 to play in the fourth period. 39-31, Auburn by 8. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Catula back with you at Auburn High School. I've worked a lot of ball games out of this gymnasium over the past four or five decades. This is one of the best ones. It's closer than that score indicates. 39-31, Bulldogs clinging to an 8-point lead. Lots of time left. 2:07 on the clock here in the Class C1 sub-district. The basketball will belong to the Fairbury Jeffs, trailing by 8. They'll inbound it against half-court pressure by Auburn. Grizzle will inbound the pass. Grizzle tosses into Jacob Martin. Martin brings the ball up the court, giving chase his Binder up to Smith. They need to get shots off underneath. The ball nearly lost out of bounds. It's loose, being chased and saved. Cam Binder comes up with it, takes it all the way into Frary, off the glass, up and good. Cam Binder with the assist, Daniel Frary with the basket. 41-31, things looking a little better for the Bulldogs now. 1:40 to go. Here's Grizzle for a three, in and out, rimmed around, rebound loose. Frary comes up with it. Daniel Frary's taking the ball game over here, folks. Frary, outlet pass to Cam Binder. They'll come out and meet Binder at midcourt, trying to chase him down and foul him. 1:25 to go. Cam Binder coming after him. Ethan Smith gives chase. Cam Binder picks up the dribble. Bounce pass. Maverick Binder. Whistle and a foul. No, I think we had timeout before the foul was called. Timeout Auburn. 1:17 to play in the basketball game. 41-31. Auburn up by 10. We'll step aside for half a minute. You're listening to live coverage of the C1 Boys Subdistrict on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
1:17 left to play in the ballgame. 41-31. Auburn up by 10. Invite you to stay tuned for the postgame show tonight, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. We'll break down all the numbers for you, look at the individual stats from tonight's ballgame. That'll come up immediately after the broadcast tonight here on Sunny. Bulldogs basketball. They inbound the pass to Cam Binder in backcourt. Joshua Robertson chases Cam Binder. Binder works it across the timeline. Robertson reaches in. There's a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jacob Martin. On Martin, his second personal. At his team foul number 7, Bulldogs are in the 1-1. Stepping to the free throw line will be Cam Binder, shooting 1-1. Binder has 11 points. He got all of those back in the first quarter, has not scored since. Here shooting 1-1 with 1:09 left to play in the ballgame. Binder, free throw on the way up. Good. Cam Binder now with 12 points in the ballgame. Another shot coming. Again, stay tuned for that postgame show brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Substitute Novotny back in. Andrew Novotny coming in. He's kind of the henchman here. Fouled with authority earlier in the ballgame. Cam Binder at the line. Takes aim. Second free throw is up. Got it. That was nothing but nylon there for Binder. He's got 13. 43-31. It's a 12-point lead for the Bulldogs with 1:07 to go. Things looking up now for Auburn. All the way. Driving lay-in off the glass. Doesn't go. There the rebound is Frary. Down court pass. Stolen away with the steal. Smith for 3 from the left wing. Got it. Ethan Smith hits a 3 from the left side. Timeout taken Fairbury. The plot thickens. 52 seconds to play. 43-34. We're back in 30 seconds. Don't go away. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Bulldogs up by 9 with 52 seconds to play. I can tell you this. The Bulldogs will be playing in a district final one way or the other, probably Saturday. We'll tell you this much. Whoever whenever and wherever the Bulldogs play, you'll hear it live here on Sunny 101.3, and I'll be the guy calling it for you. Bulldogs with the basketball, inbounded to Binder. Ryan Binder down court. Maverick Binder chases after it. Saves it from going out of bounds. No. Stepped on the baseline. And the Bulldogs commit the one thing you didn't want to have. They commit a turnover. So Fairbury gets the ball back. It's only a 9-point ball game. 45 seconds to play. They're hitting threes. Here's an inbound pass. Austin Novotny. Fairbury needs to be shooting the ball. Ferry. Oh, no. A reach in foul on Ferry, but it's not a shooting foul. Daniel Ferry gets his third personal. That's only team foul number 5. The Bulldogs have got another one to give before they would put Fairbury to the free throw line. 9-point lead, 43-34, 39 seconds to go in the ballgame. Jets inbound the pass. They get it into Joshua Robertson in the corner. With it is Ethan Smith for three. Off, no good. And the rebound down to Binder. Maverick Binder, the freshman, hauls in that defensive board, and Maverick's going to be fouled. We'll walk to the other end, and we'll put Maverick Binder to the free throw line. He's not scored this evening. This would be a real good place to start. 43-34, Auburn by 9, 30 seconds left to play. As I said, things looking brighter here now for the Bulldogs. Boy, Fairbury, you got to tip your hat to the Jets. Free throw is up and good for Maverick Binder. A tip of the hat to the Fairbury Jets. These kids have left it all on the floor tonight. They have came in here and really given Auburn a run for their money. Second free throw is up and good also. Maverick Binder, the freshman, connects on a pair of free throws. And now it's a double-digit 11-point lead for the Bulldogs. 25 seconds to go. Dribbling all the way in. Jump shot off the glass. No. Rebound, Ferry. Gives it up to Binder. Let's see if the... Well, the Jets are going to come out after him. I figured they'd just back off here. And they're going to foul him. How about that? You're down by 11. There's 12 seconds to play, and they come out and foul. All right. So be it. The foul is on Joshua Robertson. At the line will be Cameron Binder. Cam Binder scored 11 points in the first quarter of the ballgame tonight. He hit three threes and a deuce. Since then, he's had a pair of free throws here in the fourth quarter. Oh, now Coach Jim Weeks is going to empty the bench. Checking in comes James Machine. Also, Mariko Lopez checks into the game. Marcus Hudson onto the floor. You hear the standing ovation from the Bulldog fans here as the Auburn starters all go to the bench. We mentioned Mateen is in the ballgame. Skyler Roybal is in the contest. Staying in there is Cam Binder because he's at the free throw line. Also checking in, we mentioned Lopez onto the floor. So Binder at the line shooting 1-1 for Auburn. Free throw is up and good. Cam Binder hits the free throw. He's now made 3 out of 3 from the line tonight, all of them here in the fourth quarter. 46-34, 12 seconds to go. Second shot on the way. It's up and good. And suddenly, Auburn is up by 13 points. Cam Binder goes to the bench. I'll tell you, this was a lot closer ball game than that final score is going to indicate. Carson Leslie checks in for Cam Binder. Here's a driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Put in by Austin Novotny. Kind of a meaningless lay-in. Inbound the pass. There's the buzzer. There's the ball game. Auburn with the win, 47-36. An 11-point win for the Auburn Bulldogs. Stay with us. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame report. That's coming up here on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Hi, I'm Andy Armbruster, and I have a lot of great reasons for you to bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City for service. Our factory-trained technicians have the tools and experience to protect your investment, and we understand your busy schedule. So for your convenience, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle. So for your next service or repair, bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Fall City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School, where tonight the Auburn Bulldogs have remained undefeated. They are now 22-0 on the season, posting a 47-36 win over the Fairbury Jets. Welcome back now. It's time for the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame report, brought to you by Jake and Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn and Weston Witt in Fall City. Farm Bureau Financial Services, Auburn and Fall City. Well, let's break down the numbers for you here. 47-36, the final score. The score by quarters, Auburn led after one, 13-7. At halftime, the Bulldogs were clinging to a single one-point lead, 19-18. They came out and scored the first 7 points of the third quarter, went on a 7-0 run. That put them up 26-18, up by eight. At the end of three quarters, it was a 10-point ball game, 33-23, and then the Bulldogs went on to post the 11-point win, 47-36. It didn't happen without a scare, though. This Fairbury Jeffs team was down by 14 in the fourth quarter last Tuesday night to Wilbur Claytonia, came back, tied the game, and then won it in overtime, and I'm sure that was on the mind of Coach Jim Weeks as he was watching this fourth quarter unfold, knowing the kind of comeback that Fairbury managed to pull off on Tuesday evening. Individual numbers for Fairbury: Dylan Starr, their fine 6'5 senior, finished the game as their leading scorer. He had 17 points before fouling out there in the fourth quarter. 15 of those came in the first half. He managed just two free throws in the entire second half of the ball game. Also in double figures was Ethan Smith for Fairbury. He had 13 points in the ball game. Andrew Novotny finished with three. Austin Novotny had two. And Jacob Martin with one for Fairbury's total of 36. From the free throw line, Fairbury made 5 out of 9 from the charity stripe. Remember that number in a minute when I talk about Auburn. 5 of 9 from the free throw line for Fairbury. Now, for the Auburn Bulldogs, Auburn had two players in double figures. Daniel Frary led the way. Despite being held to just 4 points in the first half, he had a strong second half, finished the game with 20 points in the contest. Also in double figures, Cameron Binder. Binder finished with 15 points in the ball game. 6 tonight for Cade Patesel. Despite playing in foul trouble most of the night, Cade had a big game with those 6 points and numerous rebounds. Great defense also by Patesel. Maverick Binder had 2 tonight. Ryan Binder held to 2 tonight. And Brett Baltensberger added 2 tonight for Auburn's total of 47. The Bulldogs win it by 11, 47-36. How important are free throws, you ask? Well, Auburn didn't shoot any free throws in the first half. All they did in the second half is came back and hit a perfect 10 out of 10. 10 for 10 from the line for the Bulldogs, 5 out of 9 from the line for the Fairbury Jeffs. Bulldogs, how important was the free throw shooting? Well, they won by 11. 10 of those second half points came in the from the free throw line, and 8 of those second half points came in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. So the Bulldogs doing a good job at the charity stripe to get the win tonight, 47-36. Now, with the win, Auburn will remain the number one seed And those of you that are not familiar with the new format that the NSAA adopted last year, they're going to take the 12 sub-district winners and then the four teams that have the highest point rankings. They'll take those 16 teams, they'll rank them top to bottom by points, and then they will seed those 16 teams, one plays 16, two plays 15, and so forth, and that will be without any respect at all to geography. That means that one will play 16. I did a little looking at it this afternoon. John Nixon tells me that if all the teams that were supposed to win do win tonight, now this is if, this is purely the swag principle, the old scientific wild-you-know-what guess, but Mitchell would have been the 16 seed as things stood if everybody wins, Auburn the number one seed. If Auburn would be to match up with Mitchell, you all know where Mitchell is. It's out in the extreme panhandle, not far from the Wyoming border. That means the Bulldogs would be playing a district final somewhere in central Nebraska. Now, that's just purely speculation. Don't tell anybody that Randy said they're going to play Mitchell. We don't know that. The NSAA will put those pairings out in the morning. I'm just talking about what could transpire. There are a couple of other teams down there near the bottom of those 16 ranked teams that are also out in the central and western part of the state. I won't name them now. I probably shouldn't have mentioned Mitchell at this point. My point is, it's most likely going to be a situation where the Auburn Bulldogs are going to be traveling somewhere to central Nebraska, and there's a good chance that that game will be played on Saturday. Now, that plays kind of right into my hands because I'm going to be in Kearney tomorrow night with the Auburn Lady Bulldogs as they face the Lady Raiders of Sydney in their district final. So I'll spend the night in Kearney. Lori and I will check the NSAA website come Saturday morning and find out if and where we need to go to follow the Auburn Bulldogs. And no matter where that game is, it's somewhere in the state. And the nice part is, starting out in Kearney, I'm going to be able to get there by tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. And so will the Auburn fans if they're staying in Kearney after that girls' game. So stay tuned here to Sunny 101.3. We'll keep you updated. Also, you might check in with my Facebook page. Those of you regular listeners that follow me on Facebook or the Sunny 101.3 Facebook page, I will be posting the time, opponent, and location of that game within moments of when the NSAA announces it. So just check in with Facebook tomorrow, and we'll let you know where the Bulldog boys will be playing. So with the win, Auburn now 22-0 on the season. They have won 58 straight games going into their district final to play for a ticket to the state tournament. What a great time. I've had a lot of fun sitting at this particular location here at midcourt on the north side of the Auburn Bulldog Gymnasium over the past several decades, and tonight was certainly one of the most enjoyable evenings we've spent here. So our thanks to Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, for keeping us on the air throughout this exciting contest. That's about going to wrap it up here for Scott Cox. I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with a final score tonight. The Auburn Bulldogs remain undefeated. They win it over Fairbury 47-36. Good evening, everyone. Southeast Nebraska has been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.